In Canada, a fertility clinic has begun offering a controversial new procedure to women who are having trouble getting pregnant. This treatment is designed to rejuvenate eggs that might be too old. As NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports, critics are questioning whether this treatment is being offered too soon.
Melissa and her husband started trying to have a baby right after they got married, but nothing was happening. So they went to a fertility clinic and tried round after round of everything the doctors had to offer, but nothing worked.
They basically told me, you know, you have no chance of getting pregnant.
But Melissa, who asked us to only use her first name to protect her privacy, didn't give up. She changed clinics and kept trying. She got pregnant once, but that ended in a miscarriage.
You just feel like your body's letting you down, and you don't know why, and you don't know what you can do to fix that. And it's just devastating.
Melissa is 30 and lives in Ontario, Canada. She thought it was hopeless. But then her doctor called again. This time, he asked if she'd be interested in trying something new. She and her husband hesitated, but then
he eventually decided that, you know, we should give it one last shot.
Her doctor is Robert Casper, who runs the Toronto Center for Advanced Reproductive Technology. He's offering women something called Augment, which is for women whose eggs are basically too old.
Sort of like a flashlight sitting on a shelf in a closet for 38 years. There really isn't anything wrong with the flashlight, but it doesn't work when you try to turn it on because the batteries have run down. And we think that's very similar to what's happening physiologically in women as they get into their 30s.
The batteries in eggs are called mitochondria. Augment replaces them with fresh mitochondria from a woman's immature egg cells.
So the idea was to get mitochondria from these cells to try to sort of replace the batteries in these eggs.
Here's how it works. A woman trying to get pregnant goes through a surgical procedure to remove a small piece of her ovary so doctors can get some of those immature egg cells and take the mitochondria from them. In a separate procedure, doctors remove some of her mature eggs. Next, they inject the young mitochondria into her eggs in the lab, along with some sperm, just like in regular in vitro fertilization, IVF. One or two embryos created this way is then transferred into her womb.
And we think it works, or it should work, because these mitochondria look exactly like egg mitochondria. And they're young. They haven't been subjected to mutations and other problems.
So they should have enough power to make a healthy embryo. Augment was developed by a Massachusetts company called Ovascience, which wants to sell it in the United States. But the Food and Drug Administration said, hold on, you need to prove this works and is safe first. So Ovascience has started selling it in other countries, like the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and at the Toronto Clinic in Canada. It adds about $25,000 to the cost of an IVF cycle.
Ovascience asked us if we would do the first. It's not really a trial. It's sort of getting experience with the procedure in women. We're pretty excited about it.
But not everyone in Canada is excited about it. Dr. Neil Mahout heads the Canadian Fertility and Andrology Society. He says no one knows whether it works, and that's not the only question.
It may one day be shown to be of tremendous benefit. But when you amp up the energy in the egg, how much do we really know about the safety of what will follow? Is there a chance that that increased energy source could contribute later to birth defects or to metabolic disorders such as diabetes or to problems like cancer? We certainly hope that it would not, but nobody knows at this point.
So some experts say it's not ethical to sell Augment to women before those questions have been answered. Obaka Obuogo is a bioethicist at the University of Alberta.
There are processes that are set up to ensure that products which are offered for clinical use in humans have undergone rigorous testing for safety and efficacy based on well-established scientific and ethical testing criteria. To circumvent this process is to use humans as guinea pigs for a product that may have serious safety concerns or problems.
Casper defends what he's doing. He says a New Jersey clinic briefly tried something similar more than 15 years ago, and the babies who were born that way seem fine. And he's done enough research on mitochondria to be confident what he's doing is even safer.
I think there's very little chance that there'd be any pathologic or abnormal results. So I feel pretty confident this is not going to do any harm.
Melissa, who we met at the beginning of this story, is comfortable relying on Casper's judgment. and she's thrilled by the outcome so far.
Well, I'm pregnant with twins. You know, I couldn't believe it. I still don't believe it a lot of the time. We're very excited.
And she has company. Casper says 60 women have signed up for Augment so far at his clinic. He's treated 20 of them, and 8 have gotten pregnant. Melissa's twins are due in August. Rob Stein, NPR News.